This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 30th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today's weather across Israel is mostly sunny. Tel Aviv will experience warm temperatures. Jerusalem is slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, expect clear skies, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that the IDF states a strike on a Gaza hospital compound killed a Hamas commander earlier today. Also, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Greece is set to sign a $3.6 billion air defense deal with Israel, forming the Achilles shield against Turkey and Iran. Coming in now. Also this hour, Ynet informs us that Prime Minister Netanyahu condemns the violence by Israeli extremists in the West Bank, calling for arrests earlier this hour. Separately, JNS details that Israeli forces have eliminated three terrorists in the Jenin area, including a Hamas commander, from earlier today. And finally, in earlier reporting from Israel Hayom, Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef launches a sharp attack against the Attorney General over the cancellation of a memorial for his father. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted recently that Hakim Jeffries condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli minister, wrote earlier that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat due to recent Dutch policy decisions. Belaz News reports that Israel's foreign minister has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave, following the Netherlands' ban on trade with Israeli settlements. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strike in Gaza. The Times of Israel reports that the IDF claims responsibility for a targeted attack on a hospital compound, which they say killed a prominent Hamas commander. This action is part of ongoing efforts to weaken Hamas leadership. The implications for the region remain tense as Israel continues its military operations in Gaza. Turning to the defense agreement with Greece, the Jerusalem Post highlights that the new Achilles shield will provide a multi-layered air defense system. These discussions have been ongoing for 3 years. This agreement strengthens Greece's defense capabilities amid rising tensions with Turkey and Iran, marking a significant shift in regional alliances. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu has publicly condemned violence by Israeli extremists in the West Bank, according to Ynet. His call for arrests follows incidents in Palestinian villages of Kusra and Jalud. This unrest complicates IDF operations and strains Israeli-Palestinian relations further. Separately, Israeli forces have reportedly taken out three terrorists in the Jenin area, as per JNS. Among the dead is a family member of a key Hamas commander. This follows the dismantling of a terrorist network in what the IDF calls Operation Iron Wall. The operation aims to stabilize the region, but tensions continue to simmer. Finally, Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef has criticized the Attorney General, as Israel Hayom reports. This follows the cancellation of a memorial for his father, sparking debate over religious and political tensions in Israel. The remarks add to the growing discourse on the influence of religious leaders in political matters. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports a transformation in Yehud, where 96 apartments will be demolished to build 391 new housing units. This is part of a larger project reshaping the Ono Valley. Separately, Ynet Business highlights challenges for Volkswagen, once Germany's dream employer. The automaker faces layoffs and closures with significant implications for its workforce. And finally, Globes reports that the Israel-Cyprus-Greece power grid connection has received U.S. backing. Despite Turkish opposition, the East Mediterranean Interconnector project is advancing, securing energy cooperation in the region. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.